Danny Painter.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 32 degrees, Johannesburg 30, and eMalahleni reaching a high of 28. Northwest Police have confirmed that more than 800 alleged illegal miners who resurfaced from a Northwest mine have been charged for illegal mining and contravention of the Immigration Act. More than 80 others have reportedly been deported, while two people have been released after resurfacing from the abandoned gold mine in Stilfontein. Police spokesperson Sabata Mokhwabone confirmed this afternoon that mine rescue teams on the ground were making progress.
We are done with the underground work. We are done with the clearance. Basically, we can say that we are done with the first phase. We are now moving to the second phase, of which at this stage, I won't be able to divulge details.
But civilians who undertook a rescue mission at the Stilfontein mine says that they are being sidelined by the government. About 20 volunteers used a rope pulley to bring up more than 10 people last week, including a body. Here's community member Johannes Klankase.
They can try to sideline us the way they want, but the entire country has seen, because the initiative was started by us, and we managed to save lives. That's why even the media house, they are here today. It's because of what we started. For now, we'll respect their processes, let them do their processes as government. But we'll be here waiting for our people.
Mokhwabone says the police are taking notice.
We are aware that there are members of the community who are actually disgruntled, but I think at this stage we've been able to manage the situation.
News from Limpopo. The amendment of the Limpopo liquor regulations, which want to implement an alcohol curfew in the province, is still ongoing. In a statement, the police announced plans to close liquor stores earlier, citing a high number of crime cases occurring after the establishment's close at 2 a.m.
As communities, we must advocate for responsible drinking and promote awareness around knowing when to stop or safely return home. Our focus should therefore not solely be on generating revenue, but rather on ensuring the well-being, safety and security of our communities.
That was police spokesperson Hlulani Mashaba. On to international matters. The international law expert Roland Henwood says South Africa will likely achieve its targets during the country's G20 presidency. South Africa's term officially starts on the 1st of December.
What makes it important for South Africa is that there's a continuity in the way the G20 functions. The focus on hunger and poverty that Brazil started also resonates in the South African priorities of food security and focusing on issues of inequality and poverty.
And finally, the country's first deaf Miss South Africa took to Instagram to share more details on her withdrawal from the Miss Universe pageant last weekend. Mialaru says she suffered from vertigo, which interferes with the ability to balance oneself, and repeatedly fell during Thursday's rehearsals.
My body was just saying no, and my vertigo intensified and became unmanageable. As we waited backstage, I fell repeatedly, and I was not able to get up and feel secure standing without support. After conversations with the production personnel, I did not feel I was in a position to safely walk on stage.
I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Going all over town, can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna